Hello everyone, welcome to Stadia Digital Podcast, the podcast all about Stadia. This is episode 2, and first up, it's Let's Play. Let's Play is my previous week's games that I've been playing, and that has mostly been Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, and I think it's been a really fun game to play, actually. Fun, frustrating at times, competitive, but fun mostly. And I say competitive and frustrating because it gets to a point in the story campaign mode where one of the characters, for example, Goldar, is very, very difficult for me to get past. I don't know if it's my difficulty setting, I don't know if it's on too high, or I don't know, but he's just a really difficult character to beat. And I've tried and tried and tried, and because I want to, because I'm a bit of a completionist and competitive in that sense, I want to get past it, and that's the frustrating bit. I don't know if it's me just being crap, but if you enjoy Mortal Kombat style of games, this is what it's all about. Power Rangers style, of course. So yeah, it's been really fun. I've just been playing and playing and playing that. It's been kind of the main game that I've been playing. I did try a little bit of online, and I have to say, I was obliterated. I think a couple of times I just had a really, really good player that's obviously playing the game lots, and they just know all the moves. They just kicked my butt, to say lightly. I don't even think I was able to get off the floor, in fact, and they just kept kicking and kicking, and I just couldn't get up. So I just let them beat me, and then I left. And I stuck to the story and campaign mode. But I think once I've mastered that, I'll try the online again. But actually, in terms of the gameplay, graphically, it looks really good. The sound effects are brilliant. It just looks really good as a game in general, as a whole. And yeah, I think if you haven't tried it, don't be put off by it being Power Rangers. Give it a go. It's actually really fun when you get past any of the frustrating moments that may occur. There isn't actually no major button presses to master either. It's just kind of like just mash all the buttons and play. But like Mortal Kombat, you don't have to do any kind of big button presses to kind of do any kind of big move. With Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, it's just quite simple and it's kind of laid back. So yeah, give it a go. I did then try, maybe a couple of hours ago, I tried Get Packed with my sister. Now, unfortunately, she's just signed up a couple of days ago to Stadia, and Stadia Pro, in fact, and she's got the free 2 months, and we had planned to play a game together, and we chose Get Packed because I thought it'd be quite funny to play. But unfortunately, because she's playing from the Stadia app, she's not able to join or initiate a party, so we wasn't able to do a party chat, which means that we weren't actually able to chat via the game, and that was obviously a bit annoying. We weren't able to enjoy it in that sense. So what we're going to do, we're going to try again tomorrow being Saturday, and we're gonna try again. And even if we have to do like some kind of like WhatsApp call or something in the background, but we thought we'd give it a go anyway, just to see. We had a quick play, maybe 10-15 minutes, and it was actually really fun just from that little bit alone. But I imagine it's going to be a lot funnier playing with somebody with voice chat enabled as well. So I'll keep everyone updated on that. Maybe that'll be for a midweek video or next week's video, but definitely worth a play. It was free as one of the pro games, so if you haven't played it, definitely give it a try. And if you add me on Stadia, you can even give it a try with me, because I don't have many friends on Stadia. I don't know many people that have it. So if you do want to try the game with me, you can always add me. I will get my username and I'll try and add it into the video or the podcast description. So yeah, keep a lookout for that. But yeah, I have been playing lots of Power Rangers, as I say. I've posted a few videos on YouTube and on Twitch as well. I did live stream from Twitch, in fact, with no commentary or video, but just the gameplay, just to initially test out streaming, because I haven't actually captured gameplay before, especially in the method and the way that I've been doing it. So It is a low quality stream. It's only, I think, 720p, but that's just because I'm capturing it from a Chrome browser just to see how it goes. I haven't got a capture card yet, so bear with me on that one. I will obviously in due course get a capture card, but for now, just expect a lower quality or lower resolution stream. It don't look too bad, but I will eventually add commentary and the video if that's something that people wanna see and hear. But yeah, you can always check out my website and social media channels. So you can go to stadiadigital.co.uk and you'll find everything on there, including some of the videos I've posted in the videos tab, and I've got my YouTube format podcast posted as well on there. Now, next up is the news section, and in this one, I will obviously just deliver some of the news and announcements that have been made this week. One of the main ones, I think, at the moment is Stadia are actually offering £10 off your next purchase on Stadia Store. So that's local currency. So I believe it's £10 for in the UK, it's euros for Europe and dollars for America and presumably Canada. I just presume it's going to be local currency and it's for in every country that's Stadia is supported in. So check that out. If you go to the Stadia store on the app, it should be at the top. There should be a banner about £10 off your or 10 local currency off your next purchase. And I do believe that is valid until the end of the year. So if you're planning on buying any new games on Stadia, or you want to buy one of the existing ones and have been holding off for any reason, you've now got a really good reason to do it. You've got £10 off, so check that out. One of the other things was that actually Android has been updated, and Google have now enabled the feature to be playable on any Android device. Now, I don't know if there are any limitations with that, but on the Android devices that I've tried, and my sister's also enabled it. If you go to your Stadia app, obviously make sure it's up to date, it's the latest version. Go to your profile icon in the top right corner, scroll down to Experiments tab, and then once you've clicked in that, turn on the toggle that says Play on this device. Once you've done that, you can go back and you'll now have the option from the main play area to play from that particular device. So in my case, I've got a Motorola One Vision which I've tried it on and it's worked flawlessly, and I've also got a Lenovo Yoga Smart Tab, and again it's worked really well on that as well. Now with the Lenovo Smart Tab, I had a couple of kind of crashes, but they weren't crashes as such. It was just where the screen froze or the video froze, but the gameplay still was playable in the background. I was able to control everything and I could hear everything and the motion going on. So yeah, just expect it to be not 100% perfect because it is an experimental feature that Google have enabled, but only a couple of times that's happened in maybe 2 or 3 days. So for just a few times, it's not that bad, but mostly I've had a really good experience. I've had no quality connection or anything, any issues like that. It's all just worked flawlessly. So one of the other experimental features that actually get added with that as well is a virtual overlay for a controller. So you can play with virtual buttons from the display. I've tried again on the Motorola One Vision and it does work. It works really well. But obviously you're then covering a lot of the screen with your thumbs and your hands. So playing on the 10.1 inch Lenovo Yoga Smart Tab worked a hell of a lot better, and it just allowed you to have more screen to see and play on. So if that's something that you want to try, definitely have a look into that. It's on most, if not any, Android device. Obviously, let me know how that goes. You can tweet me and message me on social media and let me know if that's something that you've tried and how it works for you. In terms of controller, you can obviously connect a controller to your phone or Android device. I've tried with my Stadia controller plugged in via a USB-C adapter, and again, it connected straight away, and I had no issues. You can do it with other controllers as well, so Xbox or PS4 controllers, they should work, and maybe any third party. I'm not 100% 100% sure on the latter though, but definitely Xbox and PlayStation 4 controllers are compatible with Stadia. With Bluetooth and wireless connection, I don't think it's possible. I know that with Android 10 and above, you can connect a DualShock 4 controller as well as an Xbox controller, but I'm not sure if they will work perfectly with the Stadia app. So that's something that maybe I'll check out and post about in the week, or do a separate podcast about. But yeah, it's definitely something that now enables you to play on any Android device. There's still no iOS support as of yet, but I would imagine that's coming at some point, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Stadia Connect announced at the end of the month. And yeah, hopefully we'll get some updates on supported devices at that point. But I think that's going to be really it for this week's episode. I'm trying to keep them short and sweet initially, just until I've kind of like got used to posting and scheduling, etc. As time goes on, I'm hoping to do a live stream podcast, so I'll record it on video and just do it so I can interact with people if that's something that people want to do. At the moment, I'm just going to try and post every Friday or thereabouts. Friday is my kind of goal at the moment, or my aim. But yeah, if you are enjoying, then please do obviously subscribe to the podcast. Check out my social media channels on stadiadigital.co.uk, and drop a like, follow, subscribe, etc. All the things that people ask you to do. If you could do that and you're enjoying it, then let me know. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.